Blog Talk Radio. great people, really cool. Taylor Swift. Battery. Sorry, charge the computer. I thought it was good. We're in here. It's on. Everything going on.
Try. That's my point. Oh. that in the show. I really like that. I want to leave it in the show. Because start it off saying loud, you never. For those of you who like songs like Coward of the County and The Gambler and Lucy York. Here's a story song for you. Listen very closely. Stood up at the
Go back in time, and when young girls come to me, let's keep her on the table for a moment. When the young girls come to me and they say, my life is to be a singer, otherwise I don't have a life, and I always say to them, listen, singing is a passion. If you start in the business and it doesn't work for you, you're not going to have a life. You have to find your life and practice your passion. If it works for you, great. If not, what's going to happen? You can't just say, I don't have a life. So you have to have a life. I had a life for something better before. And I still think today I have better. I have my kids. I'm a mother. Okay? But what I would say to that girl is that I hope it doesn't sound pretentious, but in every single picture, in every single record, in every single performance, whether I was at 100% of my capacity vocally, physically, emotionally, all in the above, I always gave my best.
Mm-hmm.
Always. There's times that was sometimes difficult, vocally, spiritually, physically. I was not feeling like doing it. I was tired. But I know that all of these, the same girl, never changed, 30 years. And every time I gave it, it was a whole. I gave everything that I got. So I'm proud of myself because I love expressing myself through music. I was given the opportunity. They trusted me. They gave me an opportunity. And my husband said, you don't want to have a hit. You want to come. And you got that. Thanks so much.
We come to see Earth's best cities, and like all superior life forms, we're using Go City.
Well, we get one pass for all the best sites.
And we're saving a ton, which means
more cheese trying.
Go City and Go City Home.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. And I'd like to acknowledge the Premier of Victoria, the Honorable Dan Andrews, and the people of Victoria for hosting this event this afternoon as a memorial and celebration for Olivia. I want to thank Bumpy and the Christchurch Choir and Aunt Di for the beautiful words and voices that they've shared. And I want to thank Delta for her long-term friendship and support as well. You know, Olivia meant so much to so many. I met Olivia through my friends Jim and Nancy about 30 years ago. And I remember she came to a presentation I was doing in Malibu. And afterwards, we talked for quite a while about rainforest ecology, natural medicines, plants, and animals, and realized there was a lot of commonality in our thoughts and philosophies. And the day got late, so she asked me to stay overnight in her guest house, and I did. And that's where I met Chloe. She was about 9 years old. And I also met her dog, Scarlett, who was an Irish setter who was pregnant. And a couple of months later, Olivia sent me a puppy, Sherlock, craziest dog ever. But we bonded, and it was a really good night. And Olivia and I kept in touch about this dog. And then one day, her assistant, Dana, called me and invited me to a concert she was doing in Miami. And she said, bring your girlfriend. So I took the dog instead. And you have to understand, I wasn't an Olivia fan. I didn't know any Olivia music. I'd never even seen Greeks. So, and this was a small little intimate theater in Miami. And the lights went down, and I heard Peruvian flutes playing. And she walked out on the stage and started singing Pearls on a Chain. And there was this healing moving through the audience. People around me were crying. And I got it like a laser beam.
A damn thing.
That Olivia was a healer. And this is one of her mediums of healing. And the rest of that song, all I could think about was getting her to Peru to meet the healers and the curanderos that I work with in the Amazon. So the next morning, I found her by the pool at a hotel, and I described my experience to her. And I asked her if she wanted to go to Peru. And she looked into space about 5 seconds and said, okay. So can we take our friends Nancy and Jim? And a couple months later, we're in a thatched roof lodge on the Peruvian rainforest where the Arena Country Lagoon. And we took boats across the lagoon and through the Camu fields and out into a pristine double canopy rainforest. And there we met Alberto and Alicia, who were the curanderos. And they had a botanical mixture, and we all had a scent. And then Alicia began to sing the Icaros. And the Icaros are songs of gratitude
to
the birds, the plants, the animals, all the things that allow the life of the Shikibo Indians there. And when Olivia sat beside her on the log,
I can't put it. Son of a bitch.
And we were in a concentration, the densest concentration of all I've ever seen. Yeah. There in the rainforest.
Okay, fine. All of this
energy. Eight. And the second day, we were together sitting by the lagoon.
Two.
We began to tumble like two times in space and had all these recollections from hundreds of years ago. And had all this deep bonding, and by the time the sun was setting that day across the lagoon, this gorgeous pink
peaks
and oranges and streaks of purple, we were asking each other, what is the main thing you want to accomplish in this life? And we made a commitment to help each other accomplish and achieve our dreams. We got back to America. She went to California, I went to Florida. She was coming to see me the next week, and she called and said, you know, would it be okay if I'm a day behind, because I've been invited to the White House to sing for the president? And I thought, but that's a pretty good one. So that's, you're in. And she came down. I asked her to be my girl. It's pretty corny, but I actually said those words. And we never wanted to be apart. I had business in Europe, so straight into Europe. Prague, one of my favorite cities with the medieval architecture and the romantic St. Charles Bridge. But it was cold and rainy, so we spent a lot of time in these little underground Bohemian cafes. We had hard times in life before, like everyone has. And we're just talking about how lucky we were to have found each other. And how in love we were, and how much happiness we were experiencing. I mean, on order of magnitude, we thought maybe we should feel guilty because we were so happy. So we decided we'd feel gratitude and just let the happiness run at full throttle.
Yeah, I got in.
And we went to the desert in Arizona after that. And I thought it'd be great to propose to her up in the Red Rock Canyons. And we went up there and did some hikes on some ancient sites. And just as everything seemed right, someone would come down the trail where the raccoons would start a rock slide or something would happen and kind of disturb the moment. So we ended up back in Scottsdale that night on Valentine's Day. And I started a little charade at dinner. And the secret phrase was, will you marry me? And she got Will, and she got you, and as a rise of hearing. And then out of nowhere, she just said, will you marry me? And I said, yes. And she looked stunned for a minute. But that's the story of how Olivia proposed to me. And she would want to visit all the cancer patients. And she would go room to room to room. And that just really cemented her resolve to find kinder, effective ways of treating cancer. And it's why the Olivia Newton-John Research Institute and the Olivia Newton-John Wellness Center are so important. It also inspired her to start the Olivia Newton-John Foundation Fund to research plant medicine for cancer.
12 hours of uninterrupted
music. Australia is off to China to the big walk to Beijing. Some of you remember walking on the China Wall for 4 weeks to raise awareness and funding for the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness Center. And I know there's a few dozen in the audience here tonight who came and joined and participated in that great endeavor. And true to form, Olivia rescued a newborn kitten who had been abandoned to the elements on the China Wall. She carried that kitten for a couple of weeks in her waistband. One of the endearing things about Olivia was her love of animals. And it was reciprocal. And you walk into the forest with Olivia, forget about it. I mean, the deer come out, the foxes come out, the trees fill with chirping birds. But she truly had an affinity for all living creatures. Singing for her was not only a great gift that she recognized, but it was a passion. She would walk around the house and just break into song. And of course, she purposely shared that gift to everyone worldwide. She's been honored by prime ministers and presidents and the queen and recognized with every possible award and accolade for her talents. But what made her most happy was being at ranch, being with the horses, being with the chickens and the dogs and the cat, or sitting in the courtyard, just listening to bird songs. She didn't have a weakness, though, and that was directions. North, south, east, west. It just never fully imprinted on her. She would say, hey, just tell me, turn left, turn right. And I explained that the sun comes up out of the ocean in the east in front of our apartment, and it goes over, sets in the west. And that happens pretty much the same way every day. So I, for her birthday, I bought her a compass. It was a good compass, an official Boy Scout trailblazer that does everything a compass is supposed to do. And I coupled that with a trip to the Out Islands in the Bahamas, the gorgeous turquoise water. And one day we took the boat out to Big Water Cave. And on the way back, we ran into cold weather. The wind started picking up, the clouds blew in. The sea got really choppy, the rain came. The wind was howling. And it was like someone throwing thumbtacks in your face. And this is a small little 8-meter runabout with the center console, and the only instrument was a magnetic compass. And I had a bead, I had a heading for Hopetown, but I knew with the sea and the wind and the currents that after a few minutes, everybody had kind of been swept out between two islands and made the open Atlantic headed towards Africa. But she was behind me, holding on tight, shielding herself from the pelting rain. And then just as quickly as the storm started, it began to subside. And the rain stopped, the wind died down,
The sun goes through rolling clouds. The sea turns back to that gorgeous turquoise blue. And that's kind of where the rainbow started. The big rainbow on the left side of the boat came up around this giant colorful arch all the way over to the right side. And then the dolphins appeared. And the dolphins were just jumping at the bow of the boat, leading us across this calm turquoise sea. Under the rainbow and towards the lighthouse. And that really happened. And she looked at me like I was a superhero. I knew it was blind faith and dumb luck. But we both recognized the fingerprints of the supernatural on that. And that's the way we lived our life. Every day we were living the supernatural. Gyroplane is half airplane, half helicopter. And a friend of mine flew one up to the ranch, and we took it up and for some air therapy, just flying low and slow through the canyons out over the ocean. And he said to me, he said, John, when you're lucky enough to find your true soulmate, and you share a heart, and one passes, the other has the obligation to live life for both. And that was very empowering to me. I carry and fill with his presence, his sense of humor, his spirit of adventure, the commonality of purpose we shared. And that gives me the strength to carry on until I find her again in that ultimate space of love and light. A couple of nights after Olivia passed, I was lying in bed, and I felt a hand over my diaphragm lifting out, and it pulled in a deep breath of air filling my lungs. And as I started breathing again, these are the words that fell from my heart. Olivia, our love for each other transcends our understanding. Every day, we expressed our gratitude for this love that could be so deep, so real, so natural. We never had to work on it. We were in awe of this great mystery and just accepted the experience of our love as past, present, and forever. In Olivia's deepest essence, she was a healer, using her mediums of song, the words of touch. She was the most courageous woman I've ever met. And her bandwidth for genuinely caring about people, about animals, about creatures of all kinds, eclipses almost what is humanly possible. It was only the grace of God that has allowed me to share the depth and passion of her being for so long. In her most difficult times, she always had the spirit, the humor, and the willpower to move things into the light. As her spirit soars, the pain and the holes in my heart are healed by the joy of her love and that light that shines forward. Onward, up.
baseball.
Hey.
Where are you? Come in.
Carl Rawl?
I listen if you know that you are. You're right.
Oh, All rough stuff.
There's a moon.
Thank you.
She's wrong. Agenda. What's going on now? Maybe he heard of the radio. She goes, no. Here we go. This David will be trying to. For asthma.
Video. just like this.
Tonight. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Song out. $12 more than before. I don't know where to go today. Where to go?
Thank you. Yeah.